Hawkins. I'm the Director of Students for Life. Thanks for getting on today for our International Youth Pro-Life webcast. We are so excited to have everyone on the call today with phone and Skype and webcast player. So thank you for taking the time today to join us. We have an exciting call for you. Really, this call has stemmed out of a few months worth of emails going back and forth with pro-life students across the world asking us, what can we do to bring a pro-life movement to our country? How can we replicate what Students for Life, Survivors, Stand True, Rock for Life, how can we replicate what these groups do in our own countries? And so we send resources back and forth, but Courtney Blythe, our field director of Students for Life, had this idea of, let's just have everyone on the webcast. Let's get pro-life organizations here in the States on the webcast offering resources to students across the world. We're going to update our studentforlifeinternational.com webpage after this, and we'll have all these resources public there, and we also are going to be recording this webcast, so future folks who want to know how they can have a pro-life movement in their country can also do this. You know, there's 50 million abortions annually across the world. In the United States, we deal with about 1.3 million. This is an epidemic that spans past the United States, so we are very excited today to have folks from across the world on talking about how we can get youth pro-life movements started in different countries. If you'll notice, you can submit questions right now right below the webcast player. You can type those in, and I'll be sending those to Courtney Blythe throughout the webcast. So please feel free to submit your questions, or at any time, email us just at info@studentsforlife.org, and we'd be happy to answer questions. This time, I need to turn it over to Courtney Blythe. Courtney, can you take it over?
Yes, thank you so much, Kristen, and we're so excited for this webcast and for everyone who's joining us. Our first speaker is Stephen Phelan, and Stephen works for Human Life International, and he's going to talk for a little bit about what HLI can offer to international pro-life groups. Stephen?
Yeah, thanks, Courtney. Like Courtney said, I'm Steve Phelan with Human Life International. I just want to give you a quick overview of who we are and what we do. We're the world's largest international pro-life organization with affiliates, associates, and partners in over 100 nations worldwide. So our mission is specifically international. Our tagline is pro-life missionaries to the world, because the largest part of what we do is education and activism in proclaiming the gospel of life. So you could ask, you know, what does a pro-life missionary do? Well, it's many things depending on the nation we're in and the state of laws on abortion. Everyone on the call today you're going to hear from is in some sense a pro-life missionary, and we all have our special missions. For Human Life International, we train, educate, and equip people in nations around the world to effectively fight against the culture of death. That is against organizations like IPPF, or, you know, International Planned Parenthood Federation, Marie Stopes, UNFPA, all those who are trying to push abortion and population control measures on what are mostly pro-life nations. Remember, every nation is pro-life until the Western elites show up with their money, their propaganda, and their abortion centers and try to convince you, those who love life, family, and children, that you're better off without children, being more like us in America. They try to tell you that the best way to prosperity is to stop having children, like too many of us have done. Then they tell you that you need abortion to save women's lives, to reduce maternal mortality, and so on. And then rather than build hospitals and support networks that would actually decrease maternal mortality, they rain down condoms, illegal abortion clinics, confident that once these are accepted, abortion will be legalized and that you will get used to the idea that children are an obstacle to your happiness. So that's what, you know, we here in America and many of our friends in Europe are today. You know, we're trying to reclaim this culture of life. In Europe, we have a lot of strong allies who are trying to reawaken an openness to life that many in Europe seem to have lost. There are great things happening there, but the pro-life movement, like America, it's countercultural. So like we say in America, it's an uphill battle, but one that we're happy to fight with our friends around the world. In Africa, sadly, we just suffered a terrible loss in Kenya last year. We were incredibly outspent by the U.S. government and other Western NGOs. And although we had been there for over a decade, we could not keep up with their propaganda. And the citizens of Kenya, most without knowing it, adopted a constitution that now allows for abortion to be legalized. So we have a very different fight there now. In the Philippines, we've had greater success, mostly because the strongly Christian nation still values the family and has strong leadership in the church. HLI representatives in the Philippines have organized dozens of large rallies and marches in the last year. And we've been working with community leaders, politicians, and others to educate them about the methods and the language of the pro-abortion crowd. We were successful in fighting the population-controlling RH bill this legislative session, but the anti-life crowd will be back next year, or rather, next month even, undaunted. So we're keeping up the fight there, working with church and community leaders and education and activism. So what we're trying to do is prevent Roe v. Wade in the developing world and to help reverse the anti-life gains in nations of Europe and Asia wherever we can. What this means, and really why we're excited about this webcast and the possibility of working with you all, is that, as Kristen from Students for Life likes to say, the youth really are the pro-life movement. Not just the future of the movement, but you're already in the front of the movement right now. We're seeing tons of energy and creativity here, and many people have new hope that abortion can be defeated in the near future. We want to pass the same hope on to you and help you learn from what we've learned and help you build a culture of life in your own hometowns and nations. You have that energy, you have the creativity, and you have the love for life, and we're happy to help you in any way that we can. At Human Life International's website, hli.org, we have many resources available, you know, pamphlets, audio, video, even a bookstore, and ways to get a hold of us so we can work more closely with you. Also, check us out on Facebook, as we're using this more and more to share success stories and to pass on prayer requests wherever they're needed in the fight for life, including your hometowns and your countries. And stay plugged into Students for Life and the other groups here so we can work together on this. There's so many great things happening here. You can't even get into it all in this short call. So thanks, everybody, for your time, and back to you, Courtney.
Thanks so much, Steve. We had a question come in while you were talking, and I think you'd probably be best to answer it, and maybe you can and do your best. Wagner in Brazil asked, what can we do to have our Conference of Bishops engaged on our plans to fight against abortion?
Brazil. We love Brazil. We spent a lot of time down there, and it's great to hear a question from Brazil. Our Raymond de Souza was actually down there a couple times last year working with different bishops who we think are starting to really understand the fight that we're in for life. So what I would say is, because this would involve a great deal of coordination, and we would love to, you know, get to know you and learn more about the things that you have going on, if you could contact us through the HLI.org website. It's just www.hli.org. And we'll be happy to connect you with the resources we have already in the country. And whatever you do, make sure you're doing it prayerfully and respectfully. And there's definitely hope. Don't get down just because of a couple of bad decisions.
Great. Thanks so much, Steve, for that. Our next speaker is Joe Langfeld. And Joe works for Human Life Alliance, an organization that produces superb publications. He's going to describe the help the HLA can offer to international pro-lifers. Joe?
Well, we already do great pro-life work around the world. We're thankful to Students for Life here as well for providing leadership. Human Life Alliance is 34 years old, and we've been doing our specific publication work for 20 years now. In that time, we've reached 173.9 million people across the face of the earth. We're active in 55 different countries, and we've actually distributed our product and pro-life materials on all seven continents, so we know that's a that's something that other groups don't have. There's not too many pro-life penguins, but we're working down there in Antarctica either way. One of the things that we can offer for students and young people today is tools that look professional, that are hip and current with the culture, that make sure that you can reach other people who aren't pro-life and convince them of our arguments and our message. We've had the opportunity to work with people around the world, and they've gone in their own countries or gone to do mission work in other countries. Some of the great experiences we've had is just recently in the last year and a half in the Dominican Republic, our materials were the instigation for changing the Constitution to represent pro-life beliefs. We worked all over Latin America. We've just printed three editions in the last 6 months in the UK, particularly in London. And in the first week of the first edition, they saved six babies right outside of an abortion mill. We're really excited to do the work we do. And what we can offer you as students and pro-life activists around the world is support your work. We say, you know, the choir cannot sing without music. So Human Life Alliance is prepared to offer you tools or the music to sing. We want to make sure that the materials are current and correct. We want to make sure that they're focused specifically to your country. So the recent editions we've done in the UK, we have taken our U.S. editions, and we have modified them for printing right in the country. So what you can do for us is you can ask for our materials. They're free of charge. We appreciate help with shipping and whatever you can do. We will ship you U.S. versions to your country, or if we can get a little help with translation and with local printers, we can print in a country. Sometimes this can take a while. It won't happen overnight, especially when we're trying to account for cultural changes in a country. Remember, working in Latin America is a little different than working in Spain. Working in the UK is very different than working in Germany. So we want to serve you however we can. And it doesn't mean you have to use our pieces as well. If you need help with graphics, with images and looks, Human Life Alliance stands ready to assist you there. We'll be happy to create pieces developed for you, even if it's just a bumper sticker or a small handout, and email them to you or get them to you electronically so you can print them in an area if you have a local printer who's generous enough to support your work. Whatever you're willing to do, we are here to support you and help you with your work. And remember, for young people, being active in the pro-life movement can cement their beliefs for the rest of their life. And just real quickly for my story, I worked for a U.S. member of Congress, and he was pro-life and came to me one day and said, I'm going to announce my change on a position of abortion. I was right out of college, just a couple years out of undergrad work, and I told him I wouldn't make the announcement for him doing his press work. And sure enough, I had been married 6 months. He walked in one day and he said, are you ready to go? And I said, no. And so I took the opportunity to leave his staff and forge out into different work. But what we'll find as students make these tough decisions through grace from God and through commitment to their pro-life beliefs, is that they will be locked into their pro-life beliefs and activism for the rest of their life. So when you work with young people across the face of the earth, we know that getting them to be active, activate their beliefs, will change them and will change their communities for forever. Thanks, Courtney. That's enough from me. You can reach us at humanlife.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that information, Joe. That is such great information, and I know that everyone will want to jump on getting those materials from you. Next, we have Brian Kemper. Brian runs Stand True Ministries and travels internationally quite frequently. In fact, he just arrived back in the States from Belgium and is currently at the airport waiting to board a plane. Brian, tell us what you found to be successful as you seek to restore preborn rights across the world.
Thank you, Courtney. Yes, and I hope everyone can hear me. I got as far away from the loudspeakers as possible. But as you said, I just got off one airplane and about to get on another one in about 15 minutes and finally get home. But, you know, it's so exciting to be part of this. For the last several years, I've been traveling international, working with international youth pro-life organizations, and worked with some of the greatest young pro-lifers around the world, like Youth Defense in Ireland and Pro-Life New Zealand over in New Zealand. And I just got back from Belgium, working with Youth for Life in Belgium as they plan the second annual March for Life Belgium. And just an amazing group of young people who are on fire for life over there. I know the HLI representative mentioned Raymond D'Souza. He was over there with us working with these young people, and this was their second March for Life, and this is a march that was literally planned, promoted, done everything by youth in Belgium. And this year they had just about 4,000, which was double what they had last year. And to see these young people, we traveled all over the country for a whole week out there, going from city to city, speaking at campuses, speaking to different campus groups, speaking at different things. Took place in some of the very first ever pro-life demonstrations in front of universities there. Had some amazing time. A lot of that, you can see photos from that trip and video on my blog at briankemper.com. See some of the students at work out there. But what's been exciting is starting to connect with these groups as they connect with each other. And that's why I was so excited about this call, because in Belgium you had students that came from Germany and some pro-life work I had recently done there in Munster with some of the students there, and different students from around different countries coming together, and then they would go to the other person's march when they have it in their country, and then the other person's march when they have it in their country. And these students are starting to work together, and it's so exciting to see that. I know that I was involved, you know, 20 years ago with starting Rock for Life and seeing sort of the beginning of the youth pro-life movement in America, and then working with Students for Life and Kristen Hawkins when she really brought that organization to the forefront of youth pro-life work, and seeing where it's gone in the last 7 years under her. And I'm seeing that in Europe. And so we're just so excited. And I know that some of the young people are on this call that I just left out there. I know, I think Lisbeth, the new president there of Youth for Life in Belgium, is on the call. And just I think these are young people that are going to make so much impact in this world. And, you know, I'm excited to work with them. And what Stand True can do, what I like to do, is go out and mostly, you know, do speaking and give inspiration and teach them and train them how to do pro-life work, how to do street activism, how to argue the pro-life point. I was able to take some of the kids from survivors of the abortion holocaust out there with me this year, and Eric Scheidler from Pro-Life Action League to help do training. And that's what Stand True can do. We can help you with that. We can also provide resources. We're one of the our big things is our pro-life artwork and using really cool artistic art to create brochures and flyers and T-shirts and different merchandise to help get the pro-life message out. And we always offer to any international group to use our artwork for free so they can make T-shirts and different stuff in their countries and help them raise money for their groups by selling those T-shirts and products and stuff. So that's something that we can do. And then I talked to Courtney today. One of the things I think is really important is for us to be able to communicate with each other, for us to be able to talk to each other, share ideas with each other. And I know that that's what's been so successful in the Youth for Life movement, is just sharing ideas. So I talked to Courtney about starting a Facebook group that everybody can sign on and be a member and start to get to know each other. So if you're going to have an event in your country, we all know about it. We can be praying about it. We can be, you know, sending support and promoting it for each other and stuff, and just working together in this big, unified student and youth pro-life movement. So I'm going to go ahead. I have to get back to my gate and get on an airplane so I can get home and see my wife and kids. But I know Courtney's going to share the information about this new Facebook group where we can get together and talk about ideas. Thank you for having me on the call, Courtney. And I just hope all these students internationally are excited and pumped up about working together.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. And thanks for taking time out of your busy transition of flights to get on the call. And as Brian mentioned, I just started a Facebook group called International Pro-Life Fellowship. So if you search on Facebook for International Pro-Life Fellowship, you should see the group pop up. And click Ask to Join Group, because we don't want it to just be a group where anyone can join so that there's any kind of spam or anything. So we're going to keep it. You have to request to join, but I'll be happy, or Brian would be happy, to approve your request. So feel free to do that, and we'd love to help you all network. We just got a question, another one from Brazil. Why don't we use Facebook, Twitter, and social network to get more people on this? And so it's a perfect transition into that. We just did that. So after the call, or if you're online right now, go to International Pro-Life Fellowship on Facebook and join the group. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about what Students for Life of America can offer to your international group. In the past 4 years, Students for Life has increased the pro-life presence on college and other school campuses from less than 200 in the U.S. to 563 groups just in the United States. And everything we offer students is absolutely free. We can provide you with digital copies of everything that we give to the groups here in the U.S. Our activism workbooks explain exactly how to get a pro-life group on your school's campus, whether it's a university, a teen group, a law school group, or a medical school group. It's so essential that we reach the demographic of students who are having abortions at such alarming numbers. And the workbooks that we can offer you have sample mission statements and tips on how to recruit members plan meetings, and host events. So if you're worried about not knowing how to start a group, we can help you with that. We also provide free trainings on topics like recruiting and retaining members, media and public relations, defending the pro-life position, activism and event planning, and sidewalk counseling. And we could do any of these trainings for your group on Skype so that there doesn't even have to necessarily be any kind of travel. It's just we talk to you on Skype, and it's as if we're face-to-face, and we can do trainings on any of those topics. We also have step-by-step event guides that describe how to host certain events, like how to do a diaper drive, putting a pro-life film festival on, hosting a prayer vigil, creating a Cemetery of the Innocents display, running a fetal development campaign, exposing the abortion breast cancer link, flyering about adoption myths, and how you can work with pregnancy help centers if you have those in your area. These are all available on our studentsforlife.org website, and we're also going to put them on the Students for Life International site. We're constantly working to expand and improve the resources that we provide to student groups. So joining our email list, visiting our website or our Facebook page will help keep you up to date with all we have to offer as well. But don't be intimidated. With our help, you can start a group in your area, whatever age you are. And I also want to briefly tell you about 40 Days for Life. We don't have their president, their director on, but I definitely think it's important that you guys are aware, if you're not, about what 40 Days for Life is and how you can start one. 40 Days for Life is a campaign that draws attention to the evil of abortion through the use of prayer, fasting, vigils, and community outreach. 40 Days for Life peacefully shows local communities the consequences of abortion in their neighborhoods. It brings together the body of Christ in a spirit of unity during a focused 40-day campaign of prayer, fasting, and peaceful activism to seek God's favor to turn hearts and minds from a culture of death to a culture of life and bring an end to abortion in America. If you'd like to start a 40 Days campaign in your country, email info@40daysforlife.com or visit their website, 40daysforlife.com. And as I mentioned, if you're interested in starting a Students for Life group of any capacity or using our resources just for your organization, visit studentsforlife.org or our international site that you're on right now, which we're going to update. Finally, we have Christina Garza of Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust, a ministry based out of Southern California. And Christina has some very exciting news about an event that's coming up specifically for international pro-lifers. Christina, why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, thank you, Courtney. Well, I'm the campus outreach director for Survivors of the American Abortion Holocaust. Survivors is an organization that focuses on training and activating youth in the pro-life movement. So in the United States, since abortion was decriminalized in 1973, anybody in the United States born after 1973 is a survivor of the American abortion holocaust. But in reality, anybody that is part of our generation today is a survivor of the global abortion holocaust because our age group is targeted for extermination. So survivors is very excited to be partnering with Ireland's Youth Defense, and we will be, in November, we will be having a huge international pro-life youth conference. So we have the March for Life in Belgium, there's the Roadshow in Ireland, we have things going on all over the world, but now we have something big happening in the United States, and something specifically for youth. The conference is going to be in Los Angeles, which is a great tourist destination, and it's a great place to do activism. During our Survivors Pro-Life training camp that we have every summer, we hit the streets of L.A. to do activism. We train kids to do street activism. So the youth conference will be November 11th through 13th, We're going to have some great speakers throughout the weekend. Aside from conferences, we're going to be doing training for activism and then actually do real activism on the streets of L.A. And then, you know, youth defense will be there, so we'll have probably some really good entertainment by the end of the weekend. That's kind of a little insight to what you might get. You can learn more about the International Pro-Life Youth Conference at survivors.la, our website. You can check us out at Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust on Facebook. And then we are also on Twitter at you'll tag the survivors. And we'll be updating more about the Pro-Life Youth Conference as we kind of gather more supporters, more people. Already we have a lot of people joining us, not only from Ireland and Australia and Eastern Europe, but we have a lot of support coming from Canada and Mexico, so we really can make this an international event. It's going to be really fun, really energetic, and I really encourage everybody to check us out. You can email info@survivors.la with any questions. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks so much, Christina. That sounds so great, and I hope many of you listening can make it to the conference. So we've had a few questions, and to generally answer them, I just want to say that remember you're not alone in this fight. We had a question about how do I deal with my pro-abortion friends on Facebook, and I have the same issue, and I think most of us on this call do. But I would say in answer to your question not to defriend them, but to keep in love presenting the truth to them. And the reason why they keep commenting and kind of picking fights is because there's something in them that realizes that abortion is not right. And so the more that we can be that light and show that we love women and we love children and we embrace life, the more that we can change minds. And I've had friends who have changed their mind about abortion just through Facebook. So be encouraged about that. And I think all of us can also agree that education is really the essential element that all of us have talked about on this call. And that is what is going to end abortion and make it unthinkable. So in response to another question about how to deal with a pro-abortion president or pro-abortion ministers, education is really key, and not giving up and continuing to show the truth in different capacities is so important. And now I hope you feel equipped to do that. We hope you found all the resources helpful, but we're going to post those on the website studentsforlifeinternational.com, and we'll be posting links to all the things mentioned on the call. So check back later this week and access the wealth of information that you just heard about. While you may not be able to use all the tools we discussed because of your country's special needs, we hope you feel better equipped to improve the pro-life movement in your country. And we want to thank you for all your dedication to ending preborn genocide in our world. And we hope that this has helped you to see that all of us in the United States are already working internationally, but we would love to work more, and we would offer all of our services to you for free in whatever capacity or, you know, for very small amounts depending on the situation and the needs. So keep that in mind and continue to ask us questions as they come and visit studentsforlifeinternational.com and search for our Facebook group by searching for International Pro-Life Fellowship. But we're also going to put a link to that on our studentsforlifeinternational.com. So return back to that in the next few days, and you'll find all the information discussed and a recording if you missed some of the call or you want to share it with your friends. So thank you, everyone, for being on, and keep up your great life-saving work. You're not alone, and we are going to abolish abortion in our lifetime. God bless.
The moderator has left the conference.